We are launching this fucking network on May Day, the communist fucking holiday. In your face, bitches.
That is correct, sir.
Holy shit, we got Vinny Eastwood live on the air.
Well, I don't know if he's live yet because I don't...
I'm live.
Oh, okay, there he is.
I bow. I bow to Vinny Eastwood's greatness, ladies and gentlemen. Holy Christ. This guy from New Zealand, I love this character. Vinny, I bow to your greatness, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm like Baphomet to Charlie Lampton.
You're here.
Hey, that's funny. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I got to start a sports team, the New York Baphomets.
Hey, welcome to Ninja1Radio.com, gentlemen. And in case the listeners who are just tuning in don't know who these two individuals are, the gentleman with the accent is Vinny from New Zealand, and the gentleman with the Midwestern accent is Charles Lampson, and they both have shows.
You forgot to mention my horrible, crappy beard. I look much like David Allen Coe, ladies. I know that's a sexy look, but yeah, I look like a dirty hillbilly from the South. And hey, I'm down with that.
Looks can be deceiving, folks. And you know, Vinny...
That's why chicks dig me, because I do look like a dirty goddamn hillbilly. It's amazing.
It really is amazing. And you know what's even more amazing is that you're actually awake and coherent at this time of the evening. It's 12:04 in the
jail. Crazy.
It's wacky. It's insane.
Mayday, we're on fire.
Over. We're going down. We're crashing and burning already, and we're only 4 minutes into the broadcast. And Vinny, thank you for joining me. And we were on Vinny's show earlier this evening on American Freedom Radio, and we were joined by Megan, who was a great activist and super informative. And that show was on fire, Vinny.
Yeah, most of my shows generally are. I don't know what it is.
No, well, you got...
You're a goddamn powerhouse. That's what it is, man. You're a goddamn New Zealander power fucking house.
I think Vinny is lost for words right now, but I'm certainly not. 12:05. Thank you for joining us. We have a record number of listeners, ladies and gentlemen. I'd just like to report that. And if you haven't joined the chat room...
Are you saying we exceeded 25 million?
Not yet. We haven't reached our benchmark.
Okay. All right.
We haven't even exceeded 25 yet.
Oh, okay.
My cat...
Hey, it's still early, ladies and gentlemen.
It is still early in the game. It's only 5 minutes now into the broadcast. And, again, I want to thank you both for coming on, because I know that you guys have lives. And maybe both of you could, without over-talking each other, briefly tell the audience what exactly you do over at the rant, and what you do at...
Let's take grace before beauty. Let's let Vinny tell us about his day-to-day life first, and then I shall expound on that.
I thought I was the graceful one and you were the beautiful one, Charlie.
Well, whichever, man. Whichever.
Either that or you're neither. I'm kind of like I've been called the Alex Jones of New Zealand, the George Norrie of New Zealand, and I think that those titles are kind of apt, not because I'm anything like them, but because I cover similar topics and what have you, and I have my own flair, and I do things of my own accord.
By the way, not only flair, you have your own funky flair, my friend.
Funky flair?
If you were to talk about a person with his own personal funky style, then he is the man.
Well, I am funky, and I am fond of chicken, so that kind of goes together.
No, me and Snake, before we brought you on the air, man, we were just talking, I guess it was before we both got on the air, but we were talking about, like, how good you are, you take it a little bit more seriously than we usually do, but you're really good at it. But that being said, you also have a wicked sense of humor too. But yeah, we were just kind of complimenting you before we brought you on. We are huge Vinny Eastwood fans.
I know. I never hear the end of it. In fact, hey, you know what I was starting to do today, guys? I went through the list of my subscribers just before coming on the show here. Is
how
why
do
I might have been a little
you, by
late.
The way, if you're on ninja1radio.com and you're in the chat room right now and you want to surf over to Vinny's website and take advantage of everything that he's offering, how do we get there right now?
Quickest, easiest way is to use the NSA's search program known as Google. And just Google Vinny Eastwood. Vinny with a Y. Vinny with a Y. Vinny with a Y. Because it's the most important question.
The government will never steer you wrong.
And Charles, if people want to go and visit you on the internet, how do we get to your show every night, besides coming on ninja1radio.com every night?
Oh, holy Christ, Snake Man, that's a controversial question, because I totally do not recommend listening to my radio broadcast. It's full of bullshit every night, ladies and gentlemen. It's only for the strong of heart. Anyone who is weak of heart, please do not try to tune into my show, please. But if you feel...
And you might think that Charlie's joking, ladies and gentlemen. He's not.
He's not. He's being deadly serious.
You don't want to listen to Charlie's show.
Right, you will be drawn to it like a car accident anyway. Anyway, go ahead, Charles.
If you are the type of person who likes to look at a fucking car accident on the side of the road or a fucking train wreck where hundreds of people have been killed, then you might want to actually listen to my show, ladies and gentlemen. And that being said, that's my disclaimer. So, it's not for the weak of heart, but if you want to listen, come to blogtalkradio.com/Charles Lamson, ladies and gentlemen. Only the strong of heart are invited.
Thank you.
All you other, all
maybe you should have an entrance
other,
thing to your show.
Go to hell.
Yeah. Maybe you should have an entrance thing to your show, Charlie, like an amusement park. You know, you must be this high to enter.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not for the weak of heart, ladies and gentlemen, nor for the kids. I label the show mature. Notice I don't label it.
That is not... Your show's not mature, though, Charlie.
I don't label it explicit because I never really get into weird, wild, sexual crap. But I do label it mature because we do get into some adult language here on the Rant Radio Network. And, hey, if you're not down with that, then tune out, motherfuckers!
I think that was pretty succinct. I don't think there was any sort of room for any misinterpretation in terms of what Charles was trying to convey. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we have a policy here on Ninja One Radio that we do not restrict free speech. So if you want to come on air and swear, that's entirely up to you.
I just felt it appropriate at that point, Snake. I'm sorry if I got...
Oh, not at all. We're not constrained by any sort of...
Charlie, none of us is under 18.
Well, I am, and I'm 47, but that's another show entirely.
Oh, but anyway, I was going to go into my bio, though.
Please go into your bio. And Vinny, this is your time to fire hose, too, so please feel free to talk louder over Charles if he starts talking too much.
I'm just going to do my quick bio. It's only a paragraph long. Okay. I was born in 1968 in a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri, called St. Charles. I am a very great man whose knowledge knows no bounds. I am also very attractive and charming. The only thing that exceeds my inherent awesomeness, ladies and gentlemen, The only thing that exceeds my inherent awesomeness is my great humility. When you listen to my show, you'll understand why I am quite possibly the greatest man who has ever lived. That's my biography, motherfuckers. In your face, bitch! Yeah!
And if you'll notice, if you go to ninja1radio.com, you'll notice that Charles' biography is in the ninja1radio.com biography.
Yeah, and also you can go to see my bio at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. I could read it out for you if you want.
Please do. This fire hose away, my friend.
I love bios. Bios are great.
I change mine every day.
This one might make you sick. I call it biotoxin. Vincent Eastwood, a.k.a. Mr. News, was born in the ominous year of 1984. The same year set out an Orwell's masterpiece and the year of New Zealand's neoliberal economic reforms. After working in the telecommunications industry, he quit when he noticed that when he lied to the customer, the company's profit margins went up. Unable to work or have an employer in the conventional sense, Vincent went out with frustration at the mainstream media and began to make his own news by interviewing activists about real issues that truly affect New Zealand and the world. The idea is to get activists who live and breathe the issues and who are not bound by corporate or political parties to be the pundits, reporters, and watchdogs on the multifaceted agendas of the global elite right here at home. He hopes to one day be part of an alternative media revolution that will replace the mainstream media with something that's relevant. He believes everything in his life, everything good in his life has been given, so he feels the need to give back to the community. An ardent patriot and activist, Vinny has risked arrest many times to get the best footage from Kiwi protests possible and is known for his flamboyant style of filmmaking, both in the political sphere and music events, becoming the life of the party in Auckland clubs. This passion and vision means that Vinny is well known in many circles in keeping with this philosophy that on the points that we agree, we should come together and collaborate. On the points we disagree, leave it for another time, because we'll never get anything done fighting each other. One element he wants to bring to the conspiracy movement is music in an effort to revitalize politics and get the youth involved.
God damn! That is brutal!
There's more!
Manifesto! Oh my god, that is beautiful!
No, the manifesto's next!
Please continue.
This is the manifesto.
Thousands of people are listening, and Charles, please try to contain yourself. Please, Charles, okay. Please, I'm going to have to mute you for God's sakes, and I don't want to do that.
You can do that?
Yeah,
oh my God.
I have the mute button.
That's awesome.
He has that kind of power.
I'm always insulting Charlie.
He's a powerful man.
I think it's an innate British thing that's passed on to people in New Zealand and Australia and Canada to make fun, to poke
fun
our American friends, to make fun of our American friends, because they are a lesser intellectual class of people.
Hey, we can take it. We do rule them still.
We rule you with an iron fist.
Rings true because...
Please, Vinny, continue with the manifesto. Thank you, Charles. Please, radio silence.
Okay, I'm sorry, I just got...
This is my show, I don't want to become dictatorial.
I just got too excited. Vinny, put me over the edge.
Please, right. Vinny, continue.
Okay, the Mr. News principles. If the media won't do their job, don't fight them, replace them, because they're no longer relevant. It is the media's job to keep an eye on the powerful, to expose the corrupt, to let the population know what's really going on. Without such responsibility, there is nothing left to stop the world from becoming a catastrophe at the hands of a few that control so much. It's not about me, it's about the idea. A man can be stopped, but nothing can stop an idea whose time has come. A man can be shot, but ideas are bulletproof. When it comes to money, there is no real profit motive.
Hold up there, okay? Because that's completely lifted from V for Vendetta. And, but that's good, though. Carry on, please.
Yeah. I have a lot of influences from movies and a lot of pop culture, so you'll see a lot of it in the way that I speak, the things that I talk about, and sometimes even direct quotes from movies become relevant today. When it comes to money, there is no profit motive. The donation money that I receive goes to me so that I can eat and continue to do my work, equipment, the website, and promotions, whatever. In order to prevent becoming the very scum I fight against, I must remove the ability to have power over others, which is why we must do things voluntarily. For if money is power, and power corrupts, then it is imperative to refuse the personal accumulation of both. It's on the points that we agree that we should come together and collaborate. On the points that we disagree, there is no point discussing them. They are insignificant compared to our similarities. This is most important, for infighting will only serve our enemy. I don't want to do this. I wish I could come home every day, sit back and relax, safe in the knowledge that everything is okay. I only do this because, like it or not, I am the only one who will. I swear eternal vigilance against tyranny in all its forms, to replace it with justice, love and understanding, knowledge and strength and purpose. Terms and conditions apply.
Not available in Iowa.
Yeah, but April.
Batteries not included.
You wrote all of that, Vinny?
Yeah.
Man, that was great. That was.
I got a page full of quotes of myself as well. You read those? Some of them are really excellent.
That was really beautiful. Bravo. I mean, granted, you listed a few quotes, but still, that being said, that was echoing
the sentiments of Joe Biden. But yes.
That was very beautiful. I mean, that was bravo, Vinny.
I'm the Joe Biden of New Zealand, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
We've got some quotes here. Good nutrition is better than a physician who thinks they're good. I'm concerned about how many of us put people up on a pedestal. The thing about pedestals is you can often see those people falling from such a great height, and the people who put them up there are the ones that get crushed when they land on them.
But I really do, because I'm like a frustrated writer. I really am. I've actually written 2 novels.
Really?
But they suck so bad.
That's why your best
wife left
you.
So, you know, I'm
going to... Oh, you just imagine Charlie with a pack of crayons writing a novel.
Oh, my God. Vinny, please.
I'm being honest. So I'm saying, like...
He's got a master's in communication from an American university.
When I see someone who's actually a good writer, I get off on it. Yeah, man. And not in a sexual way, of course.
Right, not in a... Of course not.
Because I am totally heterosexual, ladies.
Oh,
I only like boobies and vagina, by golly.
Correct, sir. All right, thank you very much. Now, Vinny, you've made a few quotes there. You've made a few statements, and I know that you're a serious, hardcore dude. I mean, you're not messing about. Now, you actually ask people for money to support your endeavors, correct?
Oh, yeah.
How's that working out for you?
I'm almost able to support myself. I need a few more people yet, but yeah, it's starting to accumulate week by week. We have more people donating on a regular basis, and by the time I get, I think, about 50, or was it nearly 200? Between 50 and 200 people donating $5 a month, I'll give you commercial free archives, exclusive off-air video interviews with top truthers from around the world, that kind of thing. And I was doing the math on it today. If you're subscribed and you're listening to commercial free archives, or if you're listening to the other versions of it with the ads and everything, each show is 2 hours, but commercial free, it's about an hour and a half. So you're saving yourself 2.5 hours a week of listening time, which winds up, if you have a look at it over the month, being 10 hours of listening time saved for $5.
Not bad.
It's actually not bad. On top of that, you get the extra interviews. And also, another thing that I was talking before with Freeman and Frederick, we were having a big discussion, and... it's just like when people subscribe to me, it means that they really believe in me, they really care about me and like what I'm doing and that kind of thing. Correct. I should give them a call, man.
Absolutely.
I should go over there and meet them. I got a guy who subscribed to me today for $5 a month. He doesn't live 5.8 – he lives 5,800 meters from me.
Awesome.
Okay?
You know what? I really love the fact – and I think that you deserve every single penny that you get because, first of all – some people are tied into slave jobs, and they think, oh, I can't get out of it. I can't do what Vinny East was doing because, oh, you're doing it. You're living proof. Now, and I'd like to be a part of your success, and I think a lot of us could actually really make a living doing this, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're being transparent and accountable to your listeners and to your audience. And I think the audience will embrace that and encourage these things. That's called the free market economy or something like that. The free...
Well, see, Some people say the free market economy is kind of like a slave.
No.
It's more like a slave-master relationship. And what I do is I acknowledge that slave-mastership. I feel that I'm actually kind of a slave and my listeners are my master. Hence, whenever my listeners send me one email with one name, I try and find that person that they've suggested that I interview, and I send that person an interview request because that's what my listeners want. If my listeners want something, they send me an email and I try to endeavor to do what they want. You know, they're my master as far as I'm concerned. And I'm a grateful servant. Any job that I've ever had, I'm the best employee you'll ever have, because not only am I very loyal, but I'm very dedicated, and I think outside the box, and I get stuff done that you would never think so. I often will stay after hours to get extra things done so that tomorrow will be better. I think ahead, you know. I'm a great employee. But the problem is, I don't work well when the boss isn't on my side. This way, the people that are actually on my side are my bosses.
Well, that's
hear, hear.
Amen. Amen. Or a man or a woman, whatever your preference might be. It doesn't really matter.
Asexual,
atheist, it really doesn't matter. I really don't care. It's none of my business. But the point of the matter remains, I think, yes, as Charles just said, and to echo his sentiment, hear, hear, and well done. And, you know, at first when I started looking at you and I said, oh, you know, but I'm just looking at you because I'm still in that mind control conditioning thing. Oh, is he wearing a suit and tie? Whatever. Then I really started listening to what you were doing, watching what you were doing and listening to what you were saying.
Honestly,
oh, this is good. This sprightly young man of born in 1984 is doing the public some good service, which is basically what my parents raised me to be, is a servant to the public. And, and that's what being a responsible member of the community is to foster good, harmonious relations in your community and to leave your community better off than when you found it. And I think you're doing great work, Charles and Vinny, different styles, of course. But that's what it's all about.
Be at least a tiny bit politically active. At least a tiny bit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you know, I try to get out there to as many protests as I can, and
politically active is so loaded too, because you don't have to be political.
But not just politically active, you need to be socially
correct.
Active, okay? You really need to know how to talk
active.
To people. How
sexually
to,
active. As a Canadian, oh, yeah, man, very sexually
if
active.
If I did not have the plumbing cleared on a regular basis with my girlfriend, there would be some blockages that would not be pretty.
Okay, fantastic. Great radio.
Spot on.
Great radio. Unfortunately, Charles and myself are not as fortunate as you are, but we do take advantage of novelty toys. And this gives me a good advantage time to take 1 second to acknowledge one of our sponsors, which is RealDoll.com. www.realdoll.com caters to the patriot and, of course, the conspiratorial person that has no sexual partner. They come in male and female sizes, and they are cleanable. And, of course,
the blow-up. So it's the blow-up sex doll brought to you by Snake Man Jeff.
Correct. It's actually not even a blow-up doll. That's funny, though. I like that. But the real doll is actually a life-size doll that actually feels and has the weight of a physical human being. The only thing it doesn't do is talk to you. However, you can buy a tape recorder.
That's not always a bad thing.
Correct. That's why I encourage it for all of my listeners that do not have a girlfriend like you, Vinny, like Charles and myself. Please visit www.realdoll.com. I get paid to do these little sponsors. Please try not to talk over me when I'm doing them. But continue on, Vinny. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, well, and incidentally, there was an invention that somebody in Japan came up with not too long ago. It's a silence gun. You can actually shoot it at somebody, and it freezes their vocal cords so they can't speak. And I was like, oh, my God, I've got to get my missus one of those.
Absolutely. Actually, to be quite accurate, Department of Homeland Security and DARPA have that technology. And what they can do, ladies and gentlemen, and don't take my word for it, they can target this microwave dish towards a group of people protesting. And what they will do is they will beam the sound of you yelling at them onto that dish back to you so that your auditory, your ears, hear your voice in your head. And those of us doing radio know that when you're doing a broadcast and if you're hearing your voice in your headphone coming through, it's extremely disconcerting, even if it's a minute little bit of an echo. It can throw your concentration span off. And that's what will make you silent. That's what will literally make it impossible for you to sound intelligent once they turn that acoustic weapon on to you and reverse what you're broadcasting to them. Over.
Colonel, you are scaring me. Colonel, go ahead. Over.
That's okay. That's why we're here for shut-ins like you, Charles, to assuage you of your fear, because Vinny... And I never sleep.
Please help me out, man. I need your help.
Vinny, you want to talk Charles down, or do you want me to do it, or should we go to a commercial break and talk about this?
Talk Charles down from what?
Is he getting in trouble? I have no idea. It sounds like...
Well, when you talk about it like that, you talked about how we never sleep or whatever. Well, democracy is a bedtime. It's tyranny that never sleeps.
That's
I got to get my beauty sleep every day, man.
Hey, you know what my slogan is about sleep? Snake Man knows it. Sleep is for gay homosexuals.
Right. I always had a problem with the fact that, like, gay homosexuals. Now, are there straight homosexuals at this juncture then?
I don't know, Snake Man. I made that up one night when I was high on crack cocaine. Go ahead, over.
No problem. Vinny, remarks? Comments, suggestions going forward. Closing
well,
statements.
Life is like the Titanic. Life is like the Titanic. Enjoy what you can right now, but don't go overboard.
Hear, hear.
Right. Now, an American also asked me how expensive farmland was in New Zealand, and I said to him, "Let me put it like this: the only ones who can afford it are massive Chinese conglomerates and James Cameron."
I love it. Now listen, can you just hold all this greatness in, the two of you? There's not enough room for you folks on the internet. Well, we go to a break here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be back, folks. And this is NinjaOneRadio.com with Vinny Eastwood and Charles Lampson, only on NinjaOneRadio.com. We'll be back after this.
One was several of the team of us a federal issue by the rest of general enemies. I meet them funeral. We pick them individual cypher of them in a them visual Babylon. Time I reach a minimal. We conquer them subliminal. There is warfare in a physical and warfare in a spiritual. There is warfare in a digital and warfare in a chemical. Into Babylon, mark we wanna make a check the rest of medical. Them think them could catch me off guard up at the mineral.
Show your face in the place, dog man. Who's the real Pakistan? Them are no blessing, them is a curse from the mother womb. Soldier in a the army, a long time to be so them warm me. Send a bag of fly fish warm me, but them couldn't harm me. Steve Marley don't come on me. She gaga me, back it calmly, so me move like a snake. She took me on the earth shake. They couldn't get this, they come in a fake. Them lock me in a jail, I talk about them not give me no bail. Me, I'm a friend, chosen wheel, man, I swung up on battlefield, man, can't feel. Overstyle, fresh wine, feed them style.
over shark and whale. Over evil, goodness must prevail. Come genuine, no matter with your fear, feel. The book of the land thing you can't reveal. Why, you know, this ain't on a whole plan feel. Me in a giant army, a long time the truth of them want me. Send a bag of life to swarm me. But that could no harm me, cause evil man, he don't come warn me. The dog of it, take it calmly. Well, you are the reason, stand up and can up. So take the shot, we only with one hand. Lion of Judah, conquering lion. Stand up on the wicked, them and show them who I am. Some have made them bad, but make them know we have God. And if them have the snake, make them know we have the rod. And if them have poison, we have antidote. In a dance hall, it's a soldier can't walk. Come in as the army. You think I know the piss of them want me, but God did run. Come warn me, say, take it calmly. Look how long the boy them a swarm me. He's the government, he's the man.
We are soldiers.
Kicking it back, old school, listening to some reggae and kicking it back with Charles Lamson and Benny Eastwood. Hey, thanks for joining us on NinjaOneRadio.com. Let me turn down the music in the background in the studio. The big Jim Tucker playing the Jam Jams right now for us. And Charles, Vinny, I know Vinny went back to the green room to take advantage of the free food that we have.
About Big Bob Chapman? Is Big Bob Chapman back in the green room? Or,
Chapman? Bob Chapman? No, he's never been invited back since the episode.
Oh.
So welcome back. We're actually just talking, you know, there are actually 400,000 listeners right now. So we were just talking before we went to break, though, about what biographies, your backgrounds, and what you're doing out there. And I was singing your accolades, and Charles was singing Vinny's accolades. And so now that we've patted each other on the back and we've had a good old, you know, meeting.
Well, you never went into your biography, you asshole. So
I think that's absolutely unnecessary at this juncture.
It's because you are a Jason Bourne Project Monarch secret agent from Israel, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, do not ask Snake about his history. He is a goddamn government assassin. Go ahead. I mean that in a good way. I mean that in the best possible way. Snake Man is a killing machine, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to get him started. I'm sorry, Snake. I just had to say that because I respect your ass-kicking skills that much.
Vinny, you care to comment, or is Vinny still in the galley? We've lost Vinny, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens when. Well, he might be here. Let me take a look here. Let's go into.
Well, you just impressed me so much. You're a goddamn world traveler. You know, like what, 4 different languages?
I think Vinny's gone off air on it. Yeah, I speak a little bit of Mandarin.
Mandarin,
I speak a little bit of French.
English and German. I mean, goddamn, you're like Jason Bourne himself.
Some people have referred to me as a super soldier. As a matter of fact, someone called me the other night and told me that I was a cop. And then again, someone also told me that I was a highly medicated child molester. So,
I've been told I'm a secret agent from Israel before. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can kind of relate with the goddamn para-fucking-noia.
Right. And it's at this point in the game, ladies and gentlemen, that when you are sticking your neck out like Charles does and Vinny does, that people like to call you names and things like that. But that doesn't deter you from doing your job on a day-to-day basis. I know it doesn't deter Vinny. I'm sure he gets his share of love mail or hate mail. And
well, man, honestly, I got to say, it's 50-50. Half of it political for me, but half of it is I have so much fun doing the show. It's like, yeah, like I was saying earlier, I was sort of raised to be a politically active guy as a kid, but 50% of it, I think, is just huge fun. I have fun doing this fucking show, man. Go ahead over.
No, I think I share your enthusiasm. I see you do it literally almost every day. I mean, occasionally you'll take a break here and there. You take less breaks than most radio stations do, and very rarely do I hear a rebroadcast. And that's what I like about your show. It's fresh. It's off the cuff. And, you know, I think that's the kind of stuff that I want to tune into. And I see here that Vinny's coming back through the green room.
I'm here.
He's got a plate full of food and a couple of drinks in his hand. He really made out like a bandit. By the way, all of the gifts and food tonight that's available to our hosts is courtesy of my mom, who lives upstairs in the apartment above me. So please thank my mother for the free food and drink. And if you want to come on the show at DingyOneRadio.com, we will fly you up here to Montreal, Canada, and courtesy of whatever airline you'd like to travel, first class, and we will put you up.
Learjet,
fair enough. And we will put you up in my mom's house, and you can stay as long as you want. Apparently, Freeman.
They incidentally live next to the airport.
Beg your pardon?
You incidentally live next to the airport, so the Learjet actually kind of lands on your driveway.
Pretty close. We're about 15 miles away from the Pierre Trudeau International Airport, a.k.a. Yankee Uniform Lima, for any military people listening right now. We have a lot of military people listening, by the way. Actually, we just found out that we have a new host. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Franco Edge will be joining the NinjaOneRadio.com crew. Oracle defector. His bio can now be seen on the NinjaOneRadio.com website. And we also have another host that we spoke to tonight on Vinny's show on American Freedom Radio. His name is Rocket Radio. And he will be coming on the Ninja One Radio Network as a host. Schedule to follow. So stay tuned. Lots of, you know, breaking news here. Lots of hosts jumping on. Because this is what we do here at NinjaOneRadio.com. We build bridges instead of blowing them up. Vinny, did you get enough to eat so far?
Yeah, well, I'd already eaten before even coming on the show, mate.
Same here, you know, because there's nothing like eating before you come on the air, because if you're hungry on the air and people start talking about food, yeah, it's hard, isn't it, Charles?
See, you need coffee as well, and some people ask me, you know, Vinny, where do you get all this energy from? And and I'm going to say, it's not rocket science. I drink a lot of coffee before I come on air.
Nice segue into that, Rocket Radio. And were you going to do a plug for Tangy Tangerine?
No.
Because, you know, Alex Jones has lost 43 pounds.
Well, I lost 5 kilos just by stopping eating junk food, you know. Sometimes Sarah, my girlfriend, will come home with chocolate, or she might come home with takeaways, you know, some chips or whatever. And previously I'd always been, okay, I'll just have a little bit of it, or I'll have half or something like that. And then I just started saying no. And then on my way home sometimes late at night from filming, I'd be dead as hungry, and I'll go buy a McDonald's and I'll drop in the drive-thru. And then I was just like, no, I'm not doing that. And suddenly 5 kilos in 2 weeks dropped off. Absolutely. And I was like, whoa, what the hell happened? Mm-hmm. And it was just because I said no to the bad stuff and just ate an apple instead.
Absolutely. So you don't need to order all these crazy formulas and products on air. You need to eat responsibly. and like an adult. And if you didn't have a parent to give you those proper... Go ahead, Charles, please.
No, I just want to say, I'm a big believer in cooking your own meals. Fuck McDonald's and fuck fucking Arby's. Screw those bastards. Cook your own meals and have fun with it. But
100%. 100%.
Well, you know what I had for dinner before coming on the show, man?
Please confess.
I had some... organic sliced carrots with some nice frozen peas and with some organic mince and some beautiful sauce like Five Brothers Dolmio or something like that, you know, just sauce out of a jar, real nice, with some chopped parsley of two varieties, Italian parsley and English parsley, as well as some coriander just freshly chopped and put on the top with a bit of grated Edam cheese, man. Oh my God.
That's all really good. And that's what we're talking about, folks.
And there's some seashell pasta.
And it was some seashell. Say that three times and you could be on the radio.
Seashell pasta, seashell pasta, seashell pasta.
He's on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Live.
Now say wristwatch.
Wristwatch.
Now say Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch. You son of a bitch. Say that three times. 12:44. And
shells by the seashore.
And this is Hooked on Ebonics, and we do this every night on Ninja One Radio. We teach you how to speak English. Okay, so we've established the fact that you're both juggernauts in the internet InfoWar community, and you've each established your own, I guess...
I didn't think I really established my own anything.
We are both great.
I got given mine. In fact, that's
well,
part of what I said.
Well, you earned yours, Vinny. As Charles' family gave it to Charles on a plastic spoon.
Yeah.
So you know, it was really literally handed over to Charles. Here's the greatness, Charles. Whereas you had to work for it, Vinny.
But Vinny truly rose from obscurity, and gentlemen.
And he's 24 years old, ladies and gentlemen. And that in itself is a miracle. How did you actually... Vinny, this is what I'm curious about. You're a young man. I meet lots of men and women your age because I'm a character in my neighborhood. And I have the chance to talk to people. How, with all the propaganda and conditioning that you've been exposed to, in only a scant period since... Ladies and gentlemen, this man was born in 1984... You remember being 17 in 1984, dancing to Billy Idol, dancing with myself. So here's Vinny. So Vinny, how did you? You're like a freak. You're not even supposed to be conscious and cognitive of this. You're supposed to be actually railing against old men like me and Charles and saying that we're disgusting creatures and we.
I think he has said that before.
Yeah, that, you're right. But you know, and that we're...
Well, I have about you, Charlie.
He has accused us of being disgusting creatures once or twice.
But the carbon imprint and, you know, all that global warming stuff, you know,
If you want to talk about things, you want to understand their origins. Okay, firstly, you know how I can talk, right? Well, incidentally, my mother was a poet and my dad was an orator and the owner of a business. He was also an inventor and created about 400 different types of forklift tires. He created a new type of way of bonding plastic to steel, and he became the darling of the Chinese forklift racket. Okay, I come from a very, very prestigious bunch of people, and my dad always hated the government. Yeah. He lived in a beach community called Rings Beach, and he started building up big there, man. Like, he built a big mansion out there, and the council had never, ever bothered trying to seal up the roads. You know, it was still a dirt road, and they still had these beautiful houses being built up there. So Dad just went, you know, fuck the council, I'll just do it myself. And he paid for an entire stretch of road to be paved for the whole beach community.
Do you remember that as a child growing up and watching that, Dad doing that?
Well, no. Thing is, my parents got divorced when I was 10. So this all happened afterwards. And I went down there later, having not even been there for nearly 10 years. And it turns out that the entire community had just started to hate Dad. They really did, like, to the point where they hated him so much that they were telling me to my face, fuck off.
Why, Vinny?
Because Dan could always get a little bit cantankerous at times, and he had very strong beliefs, and he'd always speak out against things like university or the government, and he's kind of like, you know how some truthers, they've got the right idea, but they're really rude, and they say the truth, but they say it in a way that insults other people rather than helping them to wake up.
Right.
That's kind of how Dad was, but except a much older, much wealthier version. So he kind of, I don't know, he became an enemy to himself and an enemy to the community, even though he didn't feel that he did anything wrong. He'd always done right by people and brought over beers just to watch rugby with them and have a good time. And he didn't realize what was going on. They had a number one market share, like 92% market share in the Southern Hemisphere for the trading of forklift tyres some years ago. So he built an enormous empire while having five kids, while in the middle of the 1980s recession that kicked in here in New Zealand.
Are you
know,
still he, close with your dad?
He's no longer with us, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, my condolences. But when he was alive, were you close to your father? Were you able to talk to him about these things, these crazy
things? Not overly, but as a young man, you learn that if you do not have contact with older people whom you admire and want to emulate in some way, you begin going awry. Like, I was very violent as a kid and, you know, very short-tempered and really, really kind of out of control. And
that's because you were, is that because you were, is that because perhaps...
That's kind of funny, man. I can picture a little angry Vinny Eastwood.
Even when I was never little, I mean, I'm 6'4" today.
I think a lot of people, by the time
I was 14.
Okay.
You know, I've always been larger than everybody else. So when I was throwing my weight around as a child, being really angry and rejected, it just...
I must agree.
So it was. Do you think that a lot of people that you've met in the activist movement, Vinny, have a sort of a similar background where they feel like were you considered quote unquote the black sheep of the family?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I got arrested when I was 19 for selling cannabis. So. That was kind of a big damper because my other siblings and everything, they'd never gone down for anything like that, you know. Only me. I was the only one stupid enough.
Compared to your hot cousin, yeah, you are the loser. And when I say his hot cousin, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Lucy Lawless. That's right. Vinny Eastwood is cousins with Lucy Lawless. But anyway.
Rumors.
See, yet again, we talk about the origins, you know. I was around and helping out Lucy's mum, my Auntie Julie, out with her garden, and they had this tree that had been basically sawn off and all these branches all over the ground, real messy-like, and that had been there for like 4 months. And I was just like, well, bugger this, Auntie, I'm going to clean this up for you, and I did it in an afternoon with her help.
Well done.
I think it's like, it doesn't really matter what person's reputation is or whatever. You judge them on their character, and their character can only be judged upon their actions. And I choose to act as honorably as I can, and I surround myself with people who I find are, well, frankly, better than me in some way, so that I improve myself simply by being in their presence, like you fine gentlemen.
I think you've actually flattered me a little bit too much.
I just have one question to ask Vinny, and that is, which role do you find more impressive, the Battlestar Galactica one or the Xena one? Go ahead, over.
Hands down, Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Thank goodness we've had this opportunity to have this meeting of the minds, ladies and gentlemen. on Ninja One Radio, and I think it's been firmly established that Battlestar Galactica is really the glue that keeps this whole movement together.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be interesting to do a survey of Truth of Battlestar Galactica viewees, you know, because there's a lot of New World Order. In fact, bugger it. It doesn't matter what TV program you're watching. It's all New World Order propaganda, isn't it? Yes. It just depends on your individual flavor. I like sci-fi New World Order propaganda, or I like dramatic New World Order propaganda, or I like a nice soap opera New World Order propaganda. Everybody's got their flavor.
Pornographic New World Order.
I cannot lie.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Charles. Okay, so I think, you know, again,
pornographic New World Order propaganda machine, otherwise known as Fox News.
I think the listening audience now has a good understanding of who you are to a certain degree. You both had the chance to talk about your backgrounds. Would you agree, or is there something more that we need to know before I start asking some penetrating questions here?
One thing
I'm always in favor of penetration, personally.
Fair enough. But
one thing I have to say about Snake Man is he has always served the fairness doctrine. He always brings about 50% on his radio goddamn network. He is the man, the legend. Snake Man Jeff, the Colonel, north of the border. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations, Snake Man, on your May Day launch.
Thank you very much, Charles. You know, and I'm super excited to have you on board, and Vinny. You know, I had a few other people in mind. Matt Damon, Hillary Clinton, of course, the White House press conference secretary turned me down. But other than that...
Billy Joel. We almost had Billy Joel.
That's right, but he's so drunk. I mean, but really, seriously, 12:54 in Montreal. And if you're just tuning in at ninja1radio.com, Vinny Eastwood from American Freedom Radio, a great show, very popular. Charles Lambs in the Rant, an enigma wrapped in at another enigma, the Rant, only on the Talk Radio Block.
And reinforced by a goddamn cream-filled... Yeah.
It's an enigma wrapped in an enigma reinforced by a Twinkie. In other words, it's something that you don't know how it doesn't exist that's wrapped in something that can't be good for you.
If you're the New World Order, that is. It can't be good for you. But if you're someone...
Well, I just think in general.
I think it's very healthy to listen to the Rant every day because it's sort of like a sanity barometer for me. It lets me know whether I need to up my meds or decrease my meds when I listen to the Rant. And I think, and often the subject matter is very salient. It's just how much...
Every time Charlie's brought me on, he's been really, really, really wasted and keeps interrupting the conversation by playing Hank Williams Jr. the Third.
Stop, don't encourage him. He might just do that right now, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, he's fully allowed to do that because he's endorsed by the Hank Williams Junior and Senior Corporation. And it's 12:56, and we have two great internet activists, radio activists, on the air with us right now. And I'm so excited to have both of you on
the
air.
I'm actually an on the street activist as well as being on
the air. It is a goddamn thrill and distinct pleasure to be amongst all you bitches. Once again. Oh, yeah.
Vinny, you know, one day, when you look back at all of this, do you think you'll laugh or do you think you'll be in jail?
I will be both. I will be laughing in jail 2 years from now. Looking back at this show, I will be laughing in jail. Oh, my God. Okay. Help me. Lord Jesus, help me.
Vinny, over.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the topic of the New World Order for me is the sense, essentially every single part of the New World Order agenda for me is inherently really amusing in some way, shape, or form. Trust me, if you listen to my show continuously, you'll hear consistently, day after day, every single aspect of the New World Order both explained to you and also explained why it's frickin' hilarious.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think if you listen to
Ergo,
Radio, you'll hear that it is a juxtaposition. This is hilarious. However, it's deadly funny.
Yeah, yeah, it's deadly serious, and it's also, you know, a reason to, like, laugh so hard that you cough up a lung and actually die.
Yeah.
But the ultimate thing is, because I laugh at everything that to do with the New World Order, no matter how bad it gets, there's no possibility that I could ever stop laughing, right?
Right.
So if you think that I'm going to be looking back on this and not laughing at any point, it's impossible.
Do you see jail on your event horizon?
I've seen jail in my past, and if there's a jail in my future, God help me, because I probably won't survive it.
Correct. Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, great.
Let's go to jail. Fuck it all.
I agree. I say we cannot. Well, we can fill the jails, and we should fill the jails on the first day of protest. We should just over cram them with people that they wouldn't even be able to process the number of dissenters.
And I'm willing to go back again for my brothers, bros before hoes. Fuck everyone! Woo!
Whereas I'm a bit more diplomatic.
Right. A little bit more staid, a little bit more composed, perhaps. Go ahead, Vinny.
Sober?
Well, you know, sober is such a subjective word, adjective. But please, when you said that jail may be there, the reason I asked that question, I was couching it in a little bit of a coy way, was that you know and I know that we are living in a police state. And
let me stop you. I'm sorry, Jim.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Ayn Rand said that what's going to happen in the future is that there'll be sufficient enough laws passed so that every single person, every single day, will break at least one law. So if there's jail in my future, it's just about selective enforcement. Do I, as a radio show host in the public eye, who knows virtually every single activist from one tip of the country to the south, and from the northern hemisphere and all around the world, that's me, right here in New Zealand, do I think that they'll selectively enforce and try to jail me? I'm not sure that they will because of the amount of things that would happen. I mean, could you imagine if say, Alex Jones was arrested by the police? Do you have any fracking idea how much of a ridiculous uproar there would be?
Yes.
The whole world would be in flames inside of a day.
Well,
right?
he was arrested and booked in New York a couple of years ago, as you recall, when he was down there doing a 9/11 protest, and the Luke Radowskis and the We Are Change crowd came down and stood in front of the precinct for a couple of hours until he was released. So he was basically in custody, courtesy of the NYPD. I forget which precinct, but you can Google it. And he was booked and then later released 2 hours later, emerging from the NYPD precinct, victorious and much to the pleasure, extreme pleasure of the crowd. So I don't know if that was staged or if that was manufactured. But I imagine it was real because he is obnoxious and I would arrest
him. I have done things like that, bro. Like, no. We have had people like Dr. Green, who's a prominent cannabis activist here in New Zealand, get arrested, and then me personally lead a whole bunch of people down to the police station to get him out.
Good.
But because it was a cannabis protest, there was only a few people that came.
Right.
And on our way to the police station, because the police station was more than a few hundred meters walk, the people just kind of like stopped and like gave signs to other people. And by the end of the protest, we were left with about maybe a handful of us carrying two dozen signs.
Well, that's fine, but that was enough to get him released from jail. And that's all that
Well, the thing is, he was getting released anyway.
Well, that's fine, you know, but it's the thought that counts, Vinny, for goodness sakes. And at least.
The point is. That was one person like Dr. Green in New Zealand at a cannabis protest with supporters. We're talking about Alex Jones in New York with huge amounts of 9/11 truthers who are well more aware than the average cannabis smoker, yes. Then we talk about New Zealand.
I don't know about that. I don't know if we should paint the whole movement with such a positive stroke of genius and intellectual quotient. These are the same people.
We're not talking about being genius. We're just talking about being smarter than somebody who turns up.
These are the same people that have followed. These are some of the same people.
I must admit, I'm staring at a plate full of weed right now. I admit it, ladies and gentlemen, live. And once again, because this is part of my fight against the drug war, and once again, I'm being totally fucking sarcastic. I'm making fun of that Gabriel bastard.
Okay,
Gabriel Rivera. Yeah, I'm making fun of him.
The point was that you have to be reasonably bright to realize that 9/11 was an inside job, don't you?
Yeah, but my whole point was, do you see your activism do you see your activism at some point, Charles or Vinny, leading to your arrest? And the reason I asked that question was because...
I don't think that's the concern that
people are listening to right now, that your activism will lead to arrest. Please don't stop your activism because you think you're going to be arrested, because you will be arrested.
That's the fear talking.
Correct.
I'm not going to be afraid. These people want me to be afraid. These people want me to do nothing. Well, but bugger them. I don't care. I don't care what they've got to say, okay?
Exactly.
If they want to take away my right to free speech, they're going to have to arrest me, all right? Because otherwise, I'm not going to shut up about this kind of stuff. I mean, as soon as they start passing laws against things, maybe I'll just start protesting against them.
What's the biggest... you have lots of hot buttons, but what's your biggest hot button right now? If I said, Vinny, you've got 3 minutes to tell the world what really is going on and what to do and what would you do in the next 3 minutes? Okay, go ahead. You've got an open mic for 3 minutes, and I want to give Charles the same amount of time. So, Charles, let's try and just let Vinny...
Help us
and let us what's going on. What's your hot button issue right now?
We want to go from the big to the small to the local to the home. Right.
3 minutes.
The big idea is that you're going to have a world government. Now the way it comes down and comes into the small things is it's going to start taking over your local communities. You're going to notice that your roads are going to start getting tolled. You're going to notice that smart meters are getting installed. You're going to notice chemtrails being sprayed all over the place. You're going to notice food prices going up. You're going to notice petrol prices going up. You're going to notice homes being foreclosed on and interest rates getting rising up. You're going to notice a big stock market crash. During the first depression in the United States, 10 million people starved to death. During that depression, okay, that was when 90% of them lived in rural areas and grew their own food. Today, we have 400 million people or thereabouts living in the United States, 90% of which live in urban areas and do not grow their own food. So you can imagine the quantity of disaster and food shortages when people can't come up with the cash to buy the local tomato has become so expensive that you can see it for sale on the shelf, but you cannot buy it. This is the very nature of horror and terror that is being predicted by a lot of people all around the world. However, a lot of these people forget that the best survival implement and instrument that you can ever find in any situation never leaves you. It's right inside your head. It's your mind. If you can work out ways, if you can think, instead of blaming yourself, how did I get into this situation? Why are we here? Who's to blame for all this? Just think and find a way out. There always is one when you can think. And don't be afraid, because fear stops you from thinking, which is precisely why you need to be cognizant whenever anybody's telling you to be afraid. That they're trying to deceive you. Don't be deceived. Your neighbors and everything aren't the ones you should be afraid of. The ones you should really be afraid of are the ones that are telling you to be afraid of your neighbors, because you know that they're the ones who are secretly plotting behind the scenes to take over your government and enable scumbaggery to destroy every single freedom and piece of sovereign legislation that anything that you've got, and they want to rule the world forever in a total, utter police state with no friendship being allowed, without cognition of the government. Something so horrific that 1984 and Brave New World can't even come to comprehend. A dark age of humanity forever. That is what is planned. But, just like Sun Tzu said, no battle plan has ever survived a battle. And I believe that the strength of the human spirit is capable of overthrowing any enemy of humanity, because once we all recognize that we all share the same enemy, all these little things that we've got in common suddenly become worth something, because you can go up to anybody and ask them, do you want to be ruthlessly exterminated and live the rest of your life in a police state? No. Okay, then you're my friend. Let's go and defeat the New World Order together, shall we?
Thank you.
And I think that's what I want to bring.
1 minute, 8 seconds, and excuse me, 1 minute, that was actually 3 minutes and 8 seconds. And I thank you for that. And Charles, if you can chime in now, 3 minutes. If you had an open mic to speak to the planet right now, what would you want to tell the planet?
I would just like to say, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., longtalkradio.com/CharlesLansonCentralTime. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. All the archives are there, free for the taking. Knock yourselves out. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening and a lovely weekend.
That was like 30 seconds.
That was 1 minute and 9 seconds, so he still has 2 minutes and 10. So we'll just pause and just reflect on some silence. All right, so,
yeah, let's have 2 minutes of silence for all the poor people that listen to Charlie's show.
Please, let's all hang our heads.
Silent solitude, and let's reflect on what we learned tonight. What I learned tonight is that sometimes I talk too much when I'm drunk. I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Still have another minute. You still have another minute left here, so I can.
I've heard sometimes I cook meals during the show, and I bring up boring bullshit about how I'm cooking fucking meals during the show, and people fucking that. Yeah, believe me, I know my show sucks a lot.
Right.
Believe me, I know. I am totally, man, you are like, my fucking priest tonight, snake man. You are the snake. The Pythagorean. The Pythagorean himself, ladies and gentlemen. The Greek.
Do you vow to cast off all Charlie Lampson-like trappings and pledge yourself to the way of the snake man?
All they say, candles. Ave Eternal, Snake Man.
The way of the Snake Man.
It's disturbing. We have some guests in the chat room here at ninja1radio.com, and one of the comments from Thunder Mother says, you guys are freaking hilarious. And I responded, and we're being serious. And he wants to know if we're on Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook at Snake Man. I think it's. Does anybody want to talk to me on Facebook? If you really want to, I guess it's Snake Man Jeffs, I think. I'll just post that to the chatter in
if
the
you're
chat
just,
room.
I'm really not. Just in the East.
Yeah, and Vinny will just relay all my personal email to my house. It's like a clearinghouse in New Zealand from Canada to New Zealand.
By the way,
yeah, we're like the Cayman Islands for truthers.
We still need some of the pressure. If you want to direct some of your hate mail at me, ladies and gentlemen,
please, just divert it all. And we're diverting all of the beer trucks away from St. Charles, Missouri.
gmail.com, clanson11 at gmail.com. Go ahead, bitches. Bring it on.
Thank you very much. Okay, 11, excuse me, 1:12 a.m., and wherever you're joining us, it's that time wherever you are, and it's that temperature wherever you are, and it's that sky wherever you are, and we're really curious to know what the sky looks like right now in your neighborhood. So if you see chemtrails and weird things in the sky, I'd like you to come on Ninja One Radio, no matter what time it is, 24 hours a day, and plop it in the chat room so I can go live and report it to you, right back to you and your community, locally and internationally. And people said, this can't be done. And I said, well, it will be done, and that will be the end of that story. It shall be done, and it will be done on Ninja One Radio, where we'll be bringing you hourly, if not quarterly, if not minute by minute, chemtrail reports as they happen, and our Ninja Weather Warriors will have HD cameras, and will be able to upload their video and pictures to the Ninja One Weather Warrior site, the chemtrail site, and you'll have up-to-date chemtrail intel in your neighborhood.
Oh my God, you should do a morning chemtrail forecast.
We're not going to be doing a forecast. We're going to be doing what's really happening right now. It won't be a forecast.
Well, yeah, I know. Like, right. I could just imagine, you know, you're driving from Orange County into LA County or something like that, and it's just like, oh, and there are four chemtrails today in a crisscross pattern right above Santa Monica Boulevard. Stay clear of them, and if you have any robust manufactured psychotic diseases, you should probably not be taking your medication today because there'll be enough coming out of the chemtrails to suffice.
That is correct. And someone just told me on air that I was playing the Paps. There was some commercial break stuff going on there in the background.
Don't mix too much pills, alcohol, and booze at the same time, ladies and gentlemen. You might want to back off a little bit from either A, the pills, or B, the pot, or C, the alcohol, but don't mix too much of it at the same time. Go ahead, over, Snake Man.
Great advice. So we're going to be doing that. We'd like to launch that. We'd like your participation. That's what this whole station's about. This network is about listener-generated content, not my content, not Vinny's content, not Charles Lamson's content, and not Franco the Edge's content, but your content. And that's what we're looking to deliver on NinjaOneRadio.com. And we're looking at doing a chemtrail report hourly on Ninja One and a news break every hour. We don't want to just take news from mainstream. But what I will do is I will take mainstream and I will re-edit it so that when I do read it in the form of a 60-second news break for you every hour, you'll be getting the news, but with a little bit of a spin on it. And the spin will be the spin that you put on it, not what the mainstream media puts on it. So I'm looking forward to delivering all of that stuff, but I can't do this on my own. And I'm looking for Ninja Warriors like Charles, like Franco, and defector from Oracle coming over, like Vinnie Eastwood, who's now on American Freedom Radio. There is no affiliation here with Ninja One Weather, NinjaOneRadio.com. This is a decentralized network. So listen, let's take a quick break. Let's allow everybody, it's 1:15 in the morning here. If you're tuning in, we have some good feedback and we have some good listeners now generated here. Thank you, Vinnie. I'm sure that you're all responsible for that. We'll be right back in the next, 5 minutes? See you soon, right after this, on NinjaOneRadio.com.
This is Chris Robinson of the Black Crows, and I used to weigh 92 pounds. I was a cow, man. Then I got on the Slim Crash diet. Now I'm a deathly grim 48 pounds. It's great. The Slim Crash diet is so easy. I have a deep breath for breakfast, a deep breath for lunch, and a sensible Marlboro cigarette for dinner. The Slim Crash diet is fast, and look, no more shoving my fingers down my throat like they'd fit.
Slim Crash, the official diet of anorexic-looking rock bands like the Black Crows.
From the makers of the Keith Richards Nutra Heroin Diet, abuse as directed.
Hey, officer.
You're sitting on the toilet. You need to be wearing your safety belt, sir.
Yeah, no, I had it on. I just took it off for a second to get the
address here is 260 Avenue de los Mexicanos.
Oh, come on. Don't give me a ticket.
Gotta wear the safety belt or you could fall in.
I'm not gonna fall in. I'm not a chick.
Law's the law, sir. You can pay this by mail or appear in court on that date. Have a good day, sir.
Yeah, thanks, asshole.
You say something?
No, I was talking to my asshole. Come on, asshole. Let's get back to work.
Do you suffer from the embarrassment of sweaty palms? Afraid to go to meetings or social events because you'll have to shake hands? At the Sweaty Palms Institute, we help people just like you every day. I know, because I was one of them.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. The microphone, it just slipped out of my hand, sir. I'm sorry. I've got it now. I'm a little nervous, being on the radio and everything.
Okay,
at the Sweaty Palms Institute. You know, the paper is kind of wet now. I can't read. Do you have a pen? I'm sorry. Oh, great. Yeah.
Oh, no, I dropped that. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. That was me. They're both down here on the floor. I found them. There's the microphone.
And there's the pen.
Oh, you slipped.
I'm sorry. My hands were on the floor there. Probably got a little wet. I'm sorry about that.
You
all right?
Okay. Don't touch me.
The Sweaty Palms Institute. Call 1-800. Sweaty Palms
Podcast, then you're listening to Ninja One Radio, the home of the radioactive, the voice of the radioactive, only on ninjaoneradio.com.
Politically speaking, you became a big issue because you are a friend of or a colleague on a panel in Chicago with Obama. Was it fair for people to trash him for knowing you?
Well, there's two things. One is that when people began to mobilize to try to figure out how to run against this charismatic young man from Chicago, this young law professor from Chicago, they developed a narrative, and it was developed by Hillary Clinton. That's worth remembering. It wasn't McCain Palin. It was the Hillary Clinton campaign that said, he's a mystery man. Who is he? Nobody knows. And then they expanded on that and said, look at these sketchy friends he has. What the hell is this? Who is he? And why does he hang around with these people? In a democracy, in a flourishing, healthy democracy, we would say of our politicians, we want them to know the widest range of people in this wildly diverse community that we live in, and we want them to have a mind of their own at the end of the day. So the fact that Barack Obama sat on a board with me, first of all, I'm not poison, but secondly, there's nothing, even if I were, there's nothing poisonous about having, sat down with me. So, I think it was dangerous, treacherous, and bad. And I think that we should avoid all those kinds of approaches when we talk
you
about
had, obviously, the, in the organization, there were bombings that were set up. I know you've written about it. You said maybe it was a mistake. Is it fair to say you were a domestic terrorist?
Absolutely not fair. No.
Because why?
Well, the reason it's not fair is because if you define terrorism in an even-handed way, what you would say is terrorism is any act that indiscriminately targets civilians for the purpose of coercing a political view. And I never did that, and we never hurt anybody, and we never killed anybody. So it's a well-known fact, for example, that the war in Vietnam was a war of terror. And if terrorism, if you take a stable definition of terrorism, it can apply to a cult or a political group or a religious group or a group of fanatics or a government. And overwhelmingly, the amount of violence that's perpetrated on people indiscriminately by governments is overwhelmingly greater than by cults or groups or political. So with that stable definition, what would we call Russia's behavior in Chechnya? Wouldn't you call that terrorism? I would. Wouldn't you call China's behavior in Tibet terrorism? I would. And we could go right down the line. We could even say, for example, that Sherman's March to the Sea was that, even though it was for a good cause, but it was indiscriminate killing of innocents, right? You know, I don't think that what I did was terrorism. It crossed lines of legality. It may have crossed lines of common sense. You could call it despicable, and I have my own criticisms of it, but I don't think you can call it terrorism.
Last week, I was coming home from a business trip when I got a bad case of heartburn on the plane. I was about to take the leading brand of antacid, you know, the kind I usually take, when the guy sitting next to me offered me a Zyrtec 75. I didn't know the guy, so I said, "What are you, a doctor?" And he said, "Yes, I am." So I took the pill. A little while later, I was doubled over in pain and having a dizzy spell. Right before I blacked out, I asked the guy, "What kind of doctor are you?" And he said, "I have a PhD in art history. I found that pill stuck to the bottom of my shoe." I was in a coma for 3 weeks.
Doctor recommended Zyrtec 75. Not responsible for tablets lying on airport floor.
Freedom of speech, motherfucker.
I got no string told okay. Me down to make me fit.
Or something for the kids.
Sing, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me.
Step in the club.
Oh, wow. We just have some serious Skype action distortion going on. I'm sure that's from my friend in St. Louis, Missouri, Charles Lampson, who may have gone over to... Charles, are you still there? Well, that's...
I'm AFK.
10-4, PBY Street Gang, we have you live. And if you're just joining us here, you're listening to Ninja One Radio. We have Vinny Eastwood. Vinny, welcome back. Charles? Okay, so I'll just continue here. Dead air from both juggernauts on the left and the right here. Complete dead air. I guess they're just busy doing whatever they're doing. Fantastic. Okay, Charles, so we were talking about activism before and whether or not you thought that you might wind up in jail because of your activism. And Vinny was countering, saying, you know, really, I don't care. You know, I'm going if that's the way it has to be. And I think we all have to get past that fear factor.
I'm frozen, man. Yeah. I think tonight I shall be locked up in prison.
We're already in prison, Charles. We're living on a prison planet.
Here we are. Guys, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Thank you for joining us. I was a little bit worried about that we lost your
my microphone was turned off.
Okay.
Accidentally.
It's probably sabotage. Could be sabotage.
No, I think we all self-sabotage enough to get away with it.
And by the way, I don't know where that annoying white hiss is coming from. That sound sounds like something reminiscent of a torture chamber.
But I remember there was one time Charlie invited me on a show, and I think I recorded the show, and we put it on YouTube as the worst radio show ever. Mm-hmm. And I think in the background there was some kind of sound like Charlie was cooking eggs with too much Crisco or something like that, a real crackly, boily kind of sound.
That same sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a thrill and a pleasure to be on the show. But no, man, it's time for me to close out, ladies and gents. Have a evening.
No. Please regale us with one of your songs before you go, or something. Your signature trademark.
No, I can't, man. I really can't. I am that waste.
Yeah, he's gone.
Well, we've just lost him. Oh, well, that white hiss just suddenly disappeared, and some of our listeners are asking where that white noise was coming from.
Problems do solve themselves sometimes.
127. We're back at Ninja One Radio, joined by Vinny Eastwood, a severely afflicted activist. you could say. This man's got it so bad. This man's doing this. He eats, sleeps, and drinks this stuff. And we need more Vinnie Eastwoods in the world. And more are joining. What is the youth reaction to what you're doing in New Zealand and the reaction that you're getting from your fans around the world that are younger than 47 listening to your show?
So, well, you know, ironically enough, that age group that you just described, the 47s, they're actually the bulk of my listeners.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what it is. Well, I have a belief that the older and the younger generations need to work together in order to defeat the New World Order because, well, basically, you need each other because one has the energy and one has the experience. And if you combine the energy with the experience to get great projects accomplished, it's pretty formidable.
Absolutely. So do you see a lot of the younger New Zealanders, you know, receptive to this message, or is it that they're so brainwashed by the institutions they're in, these brainwashing school centers?
The whole question is pretty loaded because, A1, have I met most young New Zealanders?
Well, exactly. Let me put it this way: the young people that you meet, are they receptive to your message, or are they still sort of blocked to it, or do they just laugh at you? Do they think, you know, well, this is something I should look into? Or,
well, there's a spectrum of reactions. One of them is, no, you're wrong, you're a communist, you're an anarchist, you're this, that, or the other, you're a rampant right-winger. I've been called everything from across either spectrum. It doesn't matter where you are. If you tell the truth, both sides of the spectrum will hate you. Because sides of the spectrum are always wrong when it comes to main fundamental.
So it doesn't matter how old you are, the prejudice, the bias is there. It's entrenched.
Yeah, precisely. There's no difference. Just like there's no difference to the way Agenda 21 policy is implemented in New Zealand as it is in the United States and the UK. Okay, we all live in the same now, and I think that in and of itself is the reason why people will unite. And you never need to worry about the youth or the people or anything like that. And I said this to in a group full of communists once, and there was a big howl of protest against me saying it. But I said that the masses don't matter, and the masses have never mattered. It has always been a small, determined minority that is constantly working day after day for a better world that actually succeeding.
Do you know who actually said that? And the actual quote is a little bit more eloquent than that, but it was a woman by the name of Margaret Atwood, and she's Canadian. And, again, swimming in those circles of people like Margaret Sanger.
Yeah.
So when we take these little quotes that serve our cause, we must be sometimes a little bit cognizant of the fact that some of the quotes that we're snipping out of people's mouths and off people's pages are the same people that we are fighting against. But Margaret Atwood, definitely, a social anthropologist, Canadian anthropologist, did make a statement vaguely similar to what Vinnie just said. And that is, never doubt the fact that a small group of people can change, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's true. It's true. I mean, you're right. And the Revolutionary War in the United States of America was very much like that.
It doesn't matter, Jeff, where the quote comes from. What matters is it true.
That is correct, sir. That is correct. And again, though, but we should also, I think, in my opinion, know where some of this stuff is that we lift and use. Because our language now is so peppered with things that George Orwell used to call Orwellian, or we call Orwellian now, but, you know, there was, you know, double good happiness and things like that, these little phrases that they used in his book in 1984, that the culture is dumbing down now when we adopt phrases or cliches, and we use them with abandon. For instance, one of my favorites is "I love you." You know,
yeah,
and people bandy that word, though, that phrase around a lot, but they really don't mean it. And
yeah.
But anyway, that might be a poor example. But anyway, Vinny, back to the fact that we were talking about different levels of realization of what's going on. We were talking to an activist today in New Zealand. Her name was Megan, and she was not aware of Agenda 21, and yet she's very, very visible and outspoken about causes that she strongly believes in, which tie directly into Agenda 21. So does it really matter if people know all the ins and outs and nuances of where, like you said, you know, where these snippets come from, as long as they're fighting?
See, now the reason why socialists got really upset with me because I said that is because they're collectivists. They don't believe in the power of the individual. They don't believe in an individual's innate right to do what they want as long as they don't hurt anybody else. They believe that individuals are justifiably sacrificed for greater good of the whole, for greater good of the many. But there's no such thing as a whole. There's no such thing as the many because it's an abstraction. It's like a tree is something you can touch. But can you touch a forest? No, you can't. Forest is a collection of trees, but that's all that it is. A forest doesn't technically exist. It's all just the trees. And that's how people have come to be brainwashed into thinking now, that you can just think of things in groups. Purely individual ecosystems, cultures, everything can just be lumped into groups now and demonized. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? You no longer actually have to have any empathy for your fellow man or your fellow mammal or even your fellow sentient being. Not anymore, because the only thing you have to focus on is yourself. Ah, look at these clothes that I'm wearing. Look at this girl that's on my arm. Look at this house that I just bought. Everything is starting to become inward-looking, and people are becoming too full of themselves. And it's my belief that once you become too full of yourself, you start getting too far ahead of yourself. You know, and if you don't love what you do, you wind up hating yourself. Now, I just assume everything I know is wrong and merely wait for the evidence that confirms it. That way I can actually never really be wrong. Because even if I wind up, yes, I am wrong, it's actually a good thing because I get to learn something that day. I hate going around and being right about everything. What an awful existence. There'd be no surprises. You'd never get any smarter. You'd never learn anything new that questions your current reality or perceptions. What a boring and horrific existence. It's like a prison. My three favorite words are "I don't know." And my three least favorite words are "I don't care." You know, people will demonize me and, you know, call me a conspiracy theorist for what I'm doing. You know, and I said that through the megaphone at the protest. I said, just remember, if somebody says anything alternative, you need to rush up to them immediately and call them a conspiracy theorist. I guarantee you they would have never heard it before. Now, as far as my definition is concerned, a conspiracy theorist is someone who believes that powerful people with a lot of influence use their power to gain more influence. A coincidence theorist is somebody who believes everything happens by pure coincidence, and there's no such thing as a conspiracy. Which one of those two people sounds more insane? The coincidence theorist, because they are abdicating all reality in terms of just having a set picture of the world, and there's no backroom deals, there's nothing bad going on whatsoever. And all this terrorism that's all being talked about is a horrible, scary, messy thing, and I don't even know the definition of it. The definition of terrorism is a system of government. Much like communism and capitalism, ism everywhere, but no one stops to think. Terrorism uses fear tactics to get the public frightened into doing the will of the government. Does this sound familiar? Now, in New Zealand, we have a giant mega corporation that kind of has a conglomerate of all the dairy companies, you know, farmers and everything. It's called Fonterra. And so I call New Zealand a Fonterrorist state, you know, kind of like a terrorist state.
I love it.
I love it too. Especially when we order the Chinese to put melamine in the baby milk powder and cause some death. It was a New Zealand executive that signed that order, you know. I saw it on the news. All these Chinese people that actually got ordered to put it in there, they're the ones who wind up getting executed. And what happens to the Mr. Man who signs it away? Promotions! Everybody who seems to be engaging in scumbaggery gets promoted every time. The worse you do in this world, the greater you will be rewarded. That seems to be the system. You know, people tell you that if you want to work hard, you can then become wealthy. It's not true. If you work hard, your boss gets wealthy, and the rest of the money that your boss leaves you gets taken away by the government through tax. And you're left with nothing. You survive. That's about as best as you can hope for. You're living day to day, like a Minuteman. It's terrible. And everybody's starting to live like this. Everything's getting more expensive. I'm sick of the petrol prices. I can't even go see people that I want to anymore because petrol's so expensive. It's a pain in the ass. And you know what's funny? I learned something the other day about petrol, Jeff, is that, you know how they said the New World Order or what? Oh, wait, hold on a second. World Trade Center, 40 slip, 7, blew up because it had that giant diesel tanker in it, right? Did you know that diesel isn't flammable?
Yes,
I talked to a guy the other day. And he used to work at the gas station. And his boss tells him, dude, didn't you know diesel's not flammable? You're like, well, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah. So he like they spill some diesel on the ground, and then they try and light it with their lighter. It wouldn't light.
That's because it needs to be refined. much like the Coca-Cola that comes into your country, where people have to wear hazmat suits. When they're unloading the syrup that's from the United States. And we do have a caller. Rocket Radio is joining us. Here he is. Rocket, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us.
I can hear me.
Yes, we can. You're coming through a little bit garbled, but so far, so good. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Ninja One Radio. And we were just talking about the fact that in New Zealand, if they're unloading Coca-Cola syrup, it's a hazmat situation, so they have to don suits to when they're handling that product coming out of the ships. But even more serious topics here. I wanted to bring it back to where we were earlier this afternoon, Rocket, when you called into the show, patiently waiting on Vinny's show, and we were talking about Freemasonry. Please feel free to sort of fill in the blanks here. We have another 20 minutes before the end of the show. And I think I might have dropped people here. I'm not sure. there we go. So are people here? I don't know. I think I lost some people here on the conversation. We'll try to bring you back up. I apologize for that. It's just my inability to add people. Are you still there, Vinny? Okay. I don't think anybody's there. Let's see here. Let's call the group. Let's see if there we go. Let's see if that works out for us.
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. Hi, Vinny. Thank you for coming back. And just waiting for Rocket to answer. And sorry about that. I had a little confusion here on Skype this evening. while we're waiting for Rocket to join
us. Well, this is another important internet background. The things that you learn about Skype are quite amazing. Mm-hmm. You can share screen. Have you ever heard of this, Jeff? You can actually show people what you're looking at on your computer through Skype. So if you wanted to show them pictures or do a slideshow for them, or you wanted to appear at a conference hall somewhere across the country, or you wanted to have 100 people on a call with you to do a presentation like a lecture, you can for free with Skype.
Well, you know what? We were just
and it's been there the whole time. Nobody knows about this. Some guy showed me like a year ago, and I've been trying to tell everybody about this. The possibilities are endless.
This is amazing because, and I'm glad you brought this up, because just before we went on air about 4 hours ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, telling him how ridiculously easy it is to do, to get the software and do your own radio show. It's ridiculously easy, but it takes about, for me, it took 10 days to learn the ins and outs. But once they learned it, now I can teach somebody in 20 minutes. So what I'm trying to do here at Ninja One Radio is show people that who don't necessarily have, like, they won't tell you person to person that they don't have the computer skills because they're kind of embarrassed to admit that maybe they don't know what they're doing on the computer. And so I want people to realize that there's people like you and me that will show you how to fish so that you can fish on your own. And, yes, these things are critical. So thank you very much. And you know, I'll pass that on because, you know, we are sitting on a really great piece of hardware, which is our PC. And most of us don't utilize it for anything much more than, you know, radio or music or pornography or what have you. And that's about it. And this PC can do so much more in all of these applications. Go ahead, Vinny. I'm going to try and add Rocket to the conversation here.
I got him.
Okay, great.
What's up, Rocket? Rocket, are you there, man? Speak up. Apparently not. Something very strange must be up with your Skype settings. And again, this is the real problem. If you can get people to screen share, what you can do is you can look at their computer screen, and then you can tell, okay, you see that file right there on the left that says blah, 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 blah? Okay, click on that. Like you're right there with them. Showing them what to do step by step. And it's through doing it yourself. Instead of having somebody right there with you, they're doing it for you, right? But if you've got something on your computer screen and you have to do everything, I think you learn far better. And you could tutor somebody anything. Tutor them into
100%. And I think that some people are hiding behind that they share that knowledge as if it's some sort of, I don't know, golden key, because they want to hold on to their fiefdom of radio greatness. And all it would take is, you know, 20 minutes of your time, 30 minutes of your time to gently go through that. Now, I must admit, I don't have the most patience in the world to guide through. People through stuff on the computer, especially if they don't have listening skills. And that's one thing I found about activists in the last couple of months is that activists are great on talking, but really poor on listening.
Oh, and they're also really poor at storytelling sometimes, or making videos, or conducting radio interviews, something like that. Activists in general, a lot of times, aren't kind of professional, presenters or whatever. So that's part of what I also do on my show is I bring on activists who, in many cases, have never been on radio, don't know how to act on radio or thing like that, and I give them real crucial experience as so that they can do other radio shows.
Exactly.
And they'll also have a recording, an archive of that, so they can send it around their normal email network so that people don't have to ask them the same question again. They can just send them a link now.
100%. There's another
in talk radio, people repeat themselves an awful lot. And that's why archives are great, because if somebody sends me a question or whatever saying, can you interview this person, half the time I actually already have interviewed the person that they're talking about, so I just go look in my archives and send them the link. And they're like, wow, thank you very much. And that's what I think really should be done. It's kind of like content on demand. This is the power we have with the internet now.
100%.
Doing between 5 and 10 guests per week for nearly 2 years, Snake Man.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. We have a freaking huge archive.
Well, you're the man. I mean, and you should. If you're doing what you're doing every day, or, you know, I'm sure you take some time off. I mean, we're human beings, for goodness sakes, to recharge the batteries. So you should have that much content. And you will in the future. And I think when you look back at all of this, you're going to go, my goodness, you know, I did about 20 novels on air, or 60 or 100 novels, you know, the equivalent. You know.
Jeff, I've got too much content now. Oh my God, must have at least 5 big giant hard drives of like 1 terabyte, 2. Doing this that long and it's just full, man. I'm producing like between 2 and 4 hours of content a day that is being uploaded to YouTube and different websites and stuff like that. It's unbelievable. Like, you could spend the bulk of your day listening to me for the rest of your life at this rate.
Right. Well, that might be a good thing for some people, to catch up to many but is it too late? I mean, or do people still have time?
Hey, wait, if you can right now at this moment, then it's not too late, because mm-hmm. everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not, then it's not the end.
Exactly. All right, I can go with that. You sound pretty evolved. Are you a church going person?
No.
No. Did your family come from a church sort of background?
My mum used to bribe us with ice creams to get us to go to Catholic church. To be honest, the only enjoyable part of being of going to Catholic church was the fact that after we got out of that hellhole, to get some ice cream to cool off.
There you go. Well, I like going to breakfast afterwards, or brunch, as they call it here in Canada. So I knew that after getting a shovel full of religious doctrine down my throat, I could always look forward to going, perhaps usually to a restaurant afterwards, and having a brunch or something like that. And I would quickly forget about that religious indoctrination. But, you know, a lot of people love it, and I respect that. And, you know, I just ask Jesus Christ to protect me from your followers, please.
Mm. Mm. Well, see, I don't want to bag on religion. It's just not for me. I mean, it does a lot of good things for a lot of people. I mean, and if you don't think so, have a look at what happened to veterans and POW camps in Vietnam. Sure. Those who have,
you know, religion has killed a lot of people in the name, you know, in their names too, and we were talking about that, and that's why I'm trying to bring back Rocket Radio. Vinny, I don't know about you, but, you know, when you try to invite somebody who's not familiar with Skype, now I see him now as online, so I'm going to try and add him again to the conversation. Let's see what happens, and we see him online, but you know what I'm talking about, when there's so many activists that have so much to say, and yet they don't realize, oh, golly gee whiz, there's some software that I can use to get my message downrange. And for something as simple as Skype, for goodness sakes, there seems to be some disconnect out there. Over.
Yeah, I completely agree. And there's so many simple things that are easy to use, that are easy to find, that so many really talented people just have no cognition of whatsoever. And they are essentially hamstringing themselves by avoiding getting into this kind of stuff. I mean, let's say, for example, you're fond of megaphones, and you like your old-style megaphone. There's no voice amplification or anything. It's just basically, it amplifies it to a degree. And then now they bring in this new electric megaphone. It's like 100 watts that take off of Dallas tape. And you think, I won't use it because it might be a bit of... Come on. Why not? Let's see how far we can go. I mean, if we ever went in the moment, I'm not 100% sure if we did originally, but probably have been since. But let's just come on. Let's go as far as we can, I think, and figure out what...
And what happens? Yeah. They usually get paralyzed when you start saying, now, I want you to go to C, program file, and they lose their minds. And I'm saying to people, listen, if you want to be an activist in this day and age in the 21st century and be hooked up, then at least understand the basic rudimentary workings of your PC so that you can effectively communicate your message. And if you don't know how to, don't be shy and pretend that you do know how. Tell the person that's willing to help you, I don't know what I'm doing, and I need your assistance. We will come to your aid.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a soldier, you got to know how to take apart and clean your rifle. That's your equipment.
Thank you.
War. If you're using your computer to go to war, as Alex Jones would tell you, then you best know how to clean and strip and use that weapon efficiently. Had you not, if it wasn't in good working order, when you're in battle, when you really, really need it, it'll crash out on you and you'll lose everything.
Thank you. Great advice from Vince.
That's your
Rocket, finally. Thank you. Thank you. How are you, Rocket?
I'm good. I had to dump a lot of stuff to make the memory to be able to pull this off. I've got a very old laptop here. It's like 6 years old.
Fantastic. We were just talking about the activist, the community at large. We're very, very knowledgeable about many topics, and we have a lot of information to bring downrange, but we seem to have a big problem just sort of working our own computers so that we can effectively bring that message downrange. What do you think, Rocket?
I always say get a Mac. Problem solved.
Yeah, that's what my brother says. And we're not pimping for Mac tonight, but...
Look, at a PC, it's every couple of weeks there's a problem. Mac, never again. Thank God for that.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, Rocket.
No, it's fine. I have my own feelings about this. I don't believe that this is new world order sabotage. This is just me making up for lost time because I fried my computer. If you don't have a surge protector, I suggest you get one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you copying clearly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're coming through at about 3x5 right now. There is some distortion coming through, but don't worry about it. We can hear you loud and clear, over.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't mean to pick on your show, but when I can call and I'm ready and stuff is when your show is on, and I don't mean to monopolize your show, because I get the feeling I'm bugging you when I call you, bro.
Oh, nah, man. If... All the second time, remember? Because it's kind of like, if somebody has something else that they really, really need to say, then it's probably worth listening to.
Well, can I just be real honest with you? Just
Well,
yeah, please.
You haven't been dishonest thus far.
No. I mean to say this in a nice way because I respect you. I listen to your show, and I think that you add a lot of dimension to this conversation that we're all having about the new order. But I was going to say, and to this show, too, with the caller that was across from you, sometimes I worry that we cast our pearls to swine. I hear all people, I don't add to the conversation, and I want to go deeper and go deeper and deeper and stop talking about the JFK assassination. It's over. We need to get up to the present day and understand what's going on, and everybody just sniffs around and talks about what the New World Order has programmed everybody to talk about the real shit. And I've spent like hours reading books and stuff, you know, try to like figure out what's this coming from. Yeah, that Palmer.
Oh, Rocket.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. It's just like...
Rocket, have you ever seen Transformers? You know, the voice of Megatron? That was just you right now.
So, I
yeah, it's getting crazy.
Yeah, it's Megatron-esque.
Go ahead, we'll see if it stabilizes. Hey.
Well, please, apology.
He really does sound like Optimus Prime now, doesn't he?
I just want to see if I can say these words. Can you say, finally, it will be the end of this insect planet?
Transformer, more than the eye.
Okay, well, that was great. Rocket, you know what we're going to do?
Lady Gaga on the stage.
Well, you know what? As much as I'd like to do this, I hate to do this. What I'm going to ask you to do, Rocket, is disconnect and reconnect with me. And hopefully that should get rid of the problem. And so I look forward to taking you back. We're going to do another hour. We're going to go one more hour if you want to stick around, Vinny, because I feel that we're just touching the surface. We had a little bit of, you know, fun the first hour with Charles Lamson. We started getting a little bit more seriously into it. We had some technical problems getting Rocket involved in the conversation. We're going to break here. It's 1:59. Vinny, if you want to stick around, great. If you don't, no problem. I appreciate the fact that you've spent so much time already today. And Rocket, just disconnect and call me back on Skype, and we'll see you back here, folks, in about 5 minutes on NinjaOneRadio.com. And let's go back to some music.
All right, hold on. I think I'll...
Fuck the morals. Does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest down the street. Yeah, use your right, but don't imagine that it's hurt.
Yes, we're back here, and cunts are definitely running the world, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to end this broadcast. It's 2 a.m., and you're listening to Ninja One Radio. And Vinny, I want to thank you for coming on air. And please give out your website and your contact information. Anybody that's listening right now wants to get in contact with Vinny and visit your website and find out all the exciting things you're doing, go for it.
Well, we have many different ways to getting it. We're on Facebook and Twitter and everything like that. So there's Vinny Eastwood. That's me, Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, not Vinny with IE, because IE means example, and I'm not an example to follow. I think everybody should be their own one. And there's also guerrillamedia.co.nz for the Americans and what have you. And it's basically a collective of different activists around New Zealand and around the world who contribute every now and again to a central feed on the website so that people can come in from wherever and just sort of experience what's going on across various spectrums of discourse, whether that be free energy or exposing of financial terrorism or my radio show talking about various different topics, whether that be ancient aliens and the Illuminati or satanic cults or Freemasons or just Agenda 21 or how to stay healthy in the face of nuclear annihilation and what have you. I've interviewed God knows how many different people: Lindsay Williams, G. Edward Griffin, George Norrie, almost anything and anybody that you can think of who's big in the truth movement today. I've probably already interviewed them or are gunning to, but just haven't received an email back from. So
how do we contact you by Facebook? How do we contact you by Skype if we want to reach out to you by Skype?
Vincent.Eastwood is my Skype name. Just make sure that, you know, you don't just send a contact request off and not say anything. Just tell me who you are and why you want to contact with me. Otherwise, I'll just leave you there and ask you who you are. And if you don't respond, it's just like, well, you don't use your Skype very often, do you? So what's the point?
Very good. Vinny, you know what? I want to really thank you for all your time. Is there anything else you want to say and talk about before we part company for today?
When you want to get into this stuff, when you want to become a truther hardcore like me, you know, go out with the cameras and ambush your prime minister, as I've done several times, and getting yourself into some very sticky situations. Number one, make sure that you have a camera, because when you go up and you ambush people and it's not recorded, all it is a story. A video makes it very real for people, and you inspire a shitload of people and a shitload of actions when you just go and you do there and you do the action. You embolden everybody else. Just like the allegation that terrorist actions embolden other terrorists to strike more. The same is true of truthers. If you strike out at the New World Order and you publish it and you widely spread it, the camera is mightier than the pen, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there. Stick a camera in the face of a politician. Ask him a question that he doesn't want to answer. He'll give you three typical responses. One, they'll tell you the truth, which means they're an ally that they can be potentially trusted. Two, that's the question, which means they're dodgy. Or three, which means they're dodgy. So you figure out what kind of a person that politician really is, either way. And it's a good way to wean them out, because we're dealing with such a huge, massive cacophony of scumbaggery all over this world, and every single person, every single county and state the world over needs to stand up, point a finger in the face of scumbags, and expose their scumbaggery. Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show every day, because things are moving so fast.
Yeah, and ask your doctor if the Vinnie Eastwood Show is right for you, folks.
There's lots of laughs to be had. Laughter is good for you. Ask Patch Adams.
That's right, and you do put a smile on my face, and you are reporting some very serious things that are not light content, but
yeah,
you managed to bring it to the forefront in a way that, you know, intelligent adults and human beings can digest, and I really appreciate that, and I really tip my hat to you for doing all that you do. One question I did forget to ask you, did I ever hear you call into the Alex Jones Show?
No, but there was a drunk New Zealander that called.
Okay.
I heard that, and my face was in my hand. Oh, God, this makes me so ashamed to be from this fucking country.
No, not at all. Yeah, Canada has a very special place in their hearts for people from New Zealand. They really do. We love you, and we care about you. And the fact that you're going through so many things that we're going through up here breaks my heart. But I hope with you and me and other people like Megan, we will break down those walls, and we will prevail. What do you think about that before you part?
Well, I think New Zealanders have a special compartment in their hearts where they can fit more beer.
Well, I hope so. And Canadians are very similar. We love our beer, we love our donuts, and we love our hockey. And unfortunately, we love our queen way too much. And you know, we need to get off that, and we need to.
What did the French do with their last queen?
Yeah. I hope that was a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Vinny, anything else? 206. We can make it or break it here. We can go for another couple of minutes if you'd like, or we can terminate. I said to myself tonight, you know, because we're not restrained or constrained by sponsors or anything like that, I can terminate the broadcast based on listener feedback and things like that, and guest participation. And you did more than your share tonight, and I want to thank you for that too. But go ahead.
This would probably be the end of my sixth or seventh hour talking on Skype today. Both on air and off, and right. Talking about very serious stuff, and I've got a lot of archiving and work to do. So it's basically, if you want to change things, and I do, you really do have to work hard every single day. things don't change otherwise, and you can't expect things to change too quickly otherwise, you know. It's a long, slow, steady process, and you have to learn to enjoy and endure that process. Otherwise, you wind up getting burnt out, as a lot of people do, and dropping out of the game, and everything that you could be, and all the people that you generally inspire by doing what you do with a lot of radio show hosts, they all miss out, you know. And I've gone off air for a week, and I haven't announced, you know, widely enough, I suppose, that I've been taking it. And people are like sending me emails from this week. Oh my God, what's happened to Vinny? You know, genuinely concerned.
Good. Good. You are needed. We are all needed. And no matter what people tell you, that you're not needed and that you're worthless and that you're useless and all that crap, that's not true at all. Vinny, you are valuable. You are integral. And there's no one else like you on the planet. In the universe, you are so unique. And we value you. And don't let the lack of monetary input, dissuade you from the fact that we do value you. Some people are a little bit slow coming to the fact that what you're bringing to the air is worthy of money or whatever, and for lack of a better word. So you have value, and
a $7 studio at CNN headquarters or something like that off a page and take home six figures, I think that I should be able to sit at home and broadcast live the truth and be able to at least pay my internet bill and my rent and my food and my petrol. You know, just the basics of life. I think those are pretty much the basic necessities.
Yeah,
I think you're
doing a better. Yeah, and I think you're doing a better job than most of them are doing, and who are being way overpaid for what they're doing. And when I realized how easy it was to get on air and do this stuff, and yes, by the way, it's not easy in terms of preparation for every hour that Vinny's on the air. It takes about at least an hour to prep. So if he's doing a three-hour show, 7 hours on the air, you got to think that Vinny's been doing this 24 hours so far, and there's only 24 hours in a day. So, there's a lot of work that's involved. And, yes, I think it should be rewarded financially or in some way. For me, right now, just doing this and knowing that we're getting something out there is rewarding in itself. And if there is a financial payoff for me, fine. But I'm not doing this full-time like you are. So, yeah, I have no problem shoveling or funneling money to somebody that's giving me the truth every day in a cognitive, articulate, intelligent manner like you do. And more power to you, Vinny. More power to you, man.
I have to plug my subscription service then. If you go to the VinnyEastwoodShow.com and you click on the subscribe button, you wind up giving me $5 a month. Now, for that $5 a month, you get commercial-free archives of the Vinny Eastwood Show every day, as well as special off-air video interviews that I do with some of the world's top activists and what have you, some of which that have come on the show and some of which don't actually, so they're extra people that you didn't get to hear in the first place on the normal show.
Okay.
And I was just doing calculations mathematically. $5 a month, let's say you're listening to five shows a week, okay, so that's 10 hours. The shows with the ads removed are about an hour and a half each. So it saves you 2.5 hours a week of your time, 10 hours a month, for $5 a month. That's how much time
it's ridiculous. You could go and buy the crappy paper that could be delivered to your door every morning, and that will cost you more, and you don't get the content that you're going to get when you listen to your show and go to your website. So it's ridiculously cheap, and I don't think we should be embarrassed or ashamed for saying that some of the things that we're doing should be financially paid for. I'm sorry. This is work, ladies and gentlemen. Try it. Try it. Now, there are people that volunteer their time and do this, fine. That's your prerogative, too.
I think it took me nearly 2 years to get enough permission to even be given a show at American Radio, and it was another near probably a year and a half after that before I started generating enough income from it before I was capable of even paying some bills, let alone all of them.
Yeah, and I'm still that's realistic, and I don't think people should expect to get into this and start, you know, sticking their hand out and expecting that people are going to, A, listen to your show, B, support you financially. You know, and you only get what you put in. And I think Vinny's putting it in, so he's getting. But if you listen to what Vinny's saying, ladies and gentlemen, it took some time and, you know, a lot of effort. And he's not even broken. You haven't broke even, that's for sure. And it's not about that either. I don't think Vinny's doing it to break even. I don't think Vinny's doing it to make a profit and become a millionaire. Neither am I. But please understand that some people that do this well, like Vinny, are worthy. And are worthy of your time and your money. And you would only, you know, I mean, you do this when you buy a magazine off the rack on the store. There are many things that you buy every day. $5, for goodness sakes, $5, you know, it's nothing. So
you vote for government, which is and enslaves your country every 4 years.
I think it costs you $5 to go from point A to point B in Canada to work every day. At least so it's about $10 a day that you spend on a metro ride. So the $10 that you spend and send to you or to me or to anyone that's doing this full time, really, it's a spit in the bucket, right? And it's going to a good cause. And you're enjoying the content. I don't see any harm in that. Do you?
So this is a point that we came up with in a discussion earlier today, is that the difference between the BBC model in the UK and the American model is that with your broadcasted content, the BBC model is that you pay a fee and you wind up content commercial free. And the American model is that you get the content for free, but you have to sit through those commercials. Mm. And then the station goes out and tries to find the commercial advertisers to fill that airspace. Now, I said, why not both? Why not offer people the choice between paying a small amount of money so that they don't have to buy products or listen to the advertisers, some of which can drive you insane, or you can pay a small amount every month and you get the commercial-free content, save your time, save your hassle, and it's all gravy, baby.
It's all gravy, baby. And that's it. You know, if that's the New World Order in a nutshell. It's all gravy, baby. I'm just joking. It's 2:15. You've been very gracious with your time, Vinny, and your knowledge. Yeah. I really appreciate it, man. I really do.
Well, we have to use the tools of the New World Order against them. You know, they use convenience and slovenliness and whatever. You can market convenience and slovenliness to people, but get them into things that are actually very, very good for them.
Could I ask you a favor, maybe, Vinny? That because and I got some positive feedback in the chat room about this. That someone's saying, you know, maybe he should do like a thing. You know, maybe you could come on the air on Ninja Wen Radio when you have time. And I know you don't have a lot of time, and you could talk about a little. Maybe give like a quick Skype tutorial. I know you could do it on your own time. Upload it to your website. People can go and visit it. But maybe you can do it real time with us too. So I look forward to not only hearing those neat little tricks that you've got up your sleeve that will help the average person, because I think most people are just a little bit shy to say, you know what, I really don't know what I'm doing with my new Mac or my PC, and I need a little help, but I'm embarrassed to ask for it, you know? So I look forward to you coming back on air with us here and hopefully, you know, giving us a little bit of a wink, wink, and a nudge, nudge in terms of technology, maybe, and products and services that are available online that can help us get the message out and that you're incorporating. And we will all share this stuff so that, like you said, you know, we'll show you how to fish so that you can go out and fish for yourself, so you don't have to rely on Vinny or myself, and you can go out there and do this locally. What do you think about all that, Vinny?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's my main principle, is that you don't need me. You can be your own journalist. But if you don't have the time, it's probably because you're busy being a slave and working, and you've got to feed your family. I can understand that, but and I also understand that everybody wants to contribute to the fight against the New World Order. And if you're supporting me, it means that you're supporting almost every single, in fact, every single spectrum of the truth movement that exists.
Right.
Whether that New Agers and Luciferians back to, over to the climate changers and the leftists or whatever. I have all these people on my show. I don't care. You know, let's have a real, healthy, honest debate, please.
100%. And I think that I'm glad to hear that, because I do like to hear from the right. When I say the right, I mean my side of the community or this side of the fence. But I also do want to hear from the people that think that I'm a conspiracy nut and think that what I'm saying is crazy, and have an honest debate on air on several different topics, not just 9/11, but many different topics, and the sovereign movement, the economy, the New World Order, what have you. And I find that balance is gone. It's just gone right now. And we're just preaching to the choir. And I hope I'm not doing that tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm actually talking to some people tonight I know for a fact that are not in this movement right now. So they're hearing stuff that's completely new to them. So
I want to teach the choir to preach, Jeff.
I beg your pardon?
I want to teach the choir to preach.
Ah, I like it.
I think that's a good place to leave it, don't you?
100%. 100%. Vinny, thank you so much again. And I look forward to talking with you on a daily basis, either on air or off air. And please keep us abreast as to what's going on down there in New Zealand, because I know Canadians are listening and Canadians are concerned. And once again, yeah, Thank you for coming on air.
All right, so just remember, anybody can call into my show 5 days a week, 5 till 7 central at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and it's also archived there and at theVinnieEastwoodShow.com and GuerrillaMedia.co.nz. I appreciate all the support and all the listeners, and I appreciate all the other people that helped me get onto different platforms and other radio shows like this one. Jeff, thank you so much, man. It's been awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, and thank all of your listeners for tuning in, and maybe you'll hear this on an archive on Vinny's show. And I want to thank you for supporting Vinny so that he had the opportunity to come on and speak with me. And that's the way it works, and that's the way we roll here at NinjaOneRadio.com. It's 2:20 in the morning. Vinny, thank you so much again, and I look forward to hearing from you really soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. See you later, man.
All right. Cheers, mate. We'll be back in a minute, folks. Continue with music here, and I'm going to come back with a wrap-up, and I want to thank you for sticking around. As late as it is, it's 2:20 in the morning, and we'll be right back on NinjaOneRadio.com.